Okay. I'm wearing the Eastern t-shirt, so I don't have a pocket tie. Put the phone in. Therefore, I'll hold it in my hand. This is interesting stuff. I have no idea what this is. Check. Anyway. Oh, yeah. That's been recorded. Very eventful Memorial Day, a few days ago. Lisa and I went to go. When I'm off on a Monday, I go do the normal Monday thing with Lisa. And, ran into our friend, the Pickle. Can't be seen. So I need to get rid of the places where they can't be seen. So, anyway. Breeder chicken feed and dirt. give them a little more time to try it. To have along with you. They're just buying up. They're buying up stuff. Oh, well, social and communism is different. Come on now. This is communism is what you have to do to try to save them. That's all there is to it. You have to have a strong arm. Government has to be over everything. Do this, 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 and this. It's natural evolution. It's quick evolution too. You don't even call it evolution. It's more of a fact, because it's that fast. Socialism is communism all you need. It doesn't matter if you think it's democratic, it's both to keep your democracy is how you get socialism fast. Because if you give every person a vote, even the poor people will drive you in the dirt. Politicians will get fast that their votes will be had for nothing, for empty promises. I'm sorry, a lot of poor people are stupid, almost exclusively, and therefore easily manipulated. And if you offer them free stuff and say we'll force the rich people to pay for it, well, that's communism right there. We're going to level out. Take all their riches. The only problem is, once you take away all their riches, you're sending them among a bunch. that sends it down a world for you. And then all of a sudden you have no riches. It's a whole bunch of just everything. And you go, oops. Then comes poor Dale communism. Everything goes into the shape.
It's not exactly that way. Government is an excellent
excellent thing to do. To get some power, you have to do something. Well, power is in the bank. Stuff like that. You know. People think they're not communists, they're lying to you. And they'll swear up and down that it's okay because it's democratic. You know, people can always choose to get out of it. And you go, but they won't. They won't because of the siren song. That's why the Democrats so vilify the rich, which is hilarious because their leaders are fabulously wealthy. And they say all day long, I'll give up all my riches to help you. And have you noticed? The rich people's names don't change. And they're still pretty powerful in the Democratic Party too. And they never really get around to doing it. It's kind of like all this stuff that famous popular people say, oh, if Trump gets elected, well, I'm going to move to Canada. And it didn't work. He got elected. How many of them moved? You see it? See it? I have heard no report. Now, I've heard you have one. You've gone to other places. That's true. But if he is with us, I don't think he should present Trump. All the old heated, shrill voices, they're still here. And they're still screaming shrilly. And now they say, oh, that city was right, by golly. And you go, private charter, he said he would give them a free one-way pass to Canada. He would fly them up to Canada. Nobody took him up on it. Nobody. How utterly disgusting and bad. What's that? Funny thing is, it's the exact people who want the utopia, who are making it impossible. I'm not utopia, instead of leaving like they swear they're going to. try to redeem us. I must stay here and continue to fight, so that we can redeem these people. But you also have to stand there, because this is what makes you rich, the power base, what little power base you have. So are you going to turn on? I don't think so. If you're not going to strip, that's all you got. Anyway, so... taking care of all those things. People see the difference between communism and socialism. It's like, no. Socialism is a dream. Communism is how you try to jerry-rig the dream. It doesn't work like this. It says that it's not because communism is bad, because socialism is a terrible philosophy. It doesn't work. And I'm not some objectivist either. I'm not an Ayn Rand disciple. I think selflessness is the ultimate virtue. Without selflessness, that's for sure. And not everybody can be trapped into it. And this is not something that can be forced on someone. Go get stuck there.